What I'm going to do in the next few days is what I'm looking to do is to pick some, probably 10% of these, just the bunches, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just lightly press the juice out of them to make a champagne base. It's 21. But last year we only got 100 litres out of here. And this year we'll probably get 1,000.
I was going to say that doesn't compute. That's such a big difference, isn't it?
No, it was terrible. All that work for 100 litres. We have permanent netting. We don't put them on and off. That's better for elderly citizens.
So, getting out the refractometer.
Bit of a mouthful, isn't it? So, maybe a week or maybe two. It always ends up that I'll check the grapes one evening and they're all fine. The next morning I'll come out and they're just starting to crinkle and split. That's when you have to pick them.
You're going to have your work cut out for you. These are very fruitful looking vines, good bunches.
Yes.
What's the difference between this year and last?
Well, last year I think it was a combination of negative factors. One of them was during the flowering, we had these continuous rain events every second day. So there was that, and then there were gale force winds, all sorts of weather problems.
So is there such a thing as an average year? An average year in this vineyard?
It absolutely changes every year. And we just wanted to see what would come out of the ground.
You started with just what you had here with soils. What's under our feet?
Limestone sand.
It's all limestone-y sort of country around the Champagne region.
Yes, yes, I know. It's really an interesting site here because it's a little bit of an old swamp. And we've thought, oh, there'll be a problem with that in the winter, that no air to the roots and they'd all drown and all that sort of thing. But we had no trouble at all in that respect. The problems came from everywhere else. Wallabies and birds and wombats and silver eyes, which are called white eyes in Tasmania. That's 20. We've got the permanent netting, and the white eyes were widening the mesh and coming through. So we put another net over the top. That stopped them.
So how long's this work of art been to get to this stage? When did you solve all the problems?
Oh, just one at a time, you know, really.
The vines here have been in for how many years?
1999. So, it's, what's that, 16 years. So, anyway, we're still going along with it, and it's quite enjoyable because you're not talking about a huge acreage. These rows are only 45 metres long, so as you go along, you think, gee, I'm doing well. So, we're still enjoying it, and if you go pruning in a real vineyard, you never get there.
So where did this start? With a love for growing things or making things or drinking things?
Oh, I was in wine retail in Melbourne in the 1970s. Ross of Pearl and all that sort of thing. But I got interested in fine table wine.
Now I have to say, we're just wandering from one vineyard patch to another through a lovely buffer of bush.
Yes, it seems all these little plots makes it look a bit bigger than it really is. It's only 7.5 acres, you see.
That's plenty big enough. What have we got in this?
Well, we've got three varieties. We've got two Shiraz, three Cabernet, and three Merlot.
So you've tried a bit of everything.
Well, we thought we would. So these are Shiraz, and they took off really well, and then they haven't performed that well since. 21, stinky Cabernet. The grapes don't taste very good, Cabernet. 18. That's why they're still green. And yet again, you'll see where they've got shelter, they're okay, and then the further down here you go. So anyway, you can see what happens. Well, so what we've decided, we're going to finish the vineyard here with a boundary fence, and we're going to plant olive trees on there, because they're unbreakable.
So you've got a bit of everything, because we've walked past hops, I've seen olives, every variety.
The major ones, yes, yes. We really did it because we thought that the autumns on Flinders Island are very, very good. They're warm, calm, and good for ripening grapes, and that's turned out to be right, yeah.
It's just getting to autumn.
It's the hard part. It's the springtime where the roaring 40s cut in, But it is a great place, and the people here are such terrific characters, and I just love them all. It's really great. It's wonderful. Yeah. Come on, we'll have a taste.
And then, can you play a song, Bob?
I suppose I could.
Do you think you could?
Yeah.
This is from the 100 litres.
This is precious.
This is not pressure. Do you want to taste, Bob? In the wood.
Yeah.
If we get, you know, 1,000.
Yeah. Yes.
We might get 3 or 4 barrels. Will do. Oh, you can roll the silver dollar down upon the ground and it'll roll because it's round. And the woman never knows what a good man she's got until she turns him down. So listen, my honey, won't you listen to me? You to understand, as a silver dollar goes from hand to hand, a woman goes from man to man. A man without a woman, like a ship without a sail, a boat without a rudder, or a ship without a tail. Without a woman, like a fish out of the sea, there's only one thing worse in the universe, and that's a woman, and that's a woman, and that's a woman without a man.
Too well.